it's not that easy. Don't go horrible in it.
So are you watching? You say read the hat. Do some guys give away tendencies? I mean, throughout the course of a game, can you figure out a guy?
I mean, definitely with watching Fets, where film comes into play, studying film and things like that. You try to get every tip you can. I mean, out there, you know, it's a war, so you got to try to if you can get any sort of tip on the opposing player, yeah, that's big. So.
Oh yeah, that's huge.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask, how have these last few days been for you now, since you've had the opportunity to be out there?
Well, you get a few text messages from people that you haven't heard from in a while, but, you know, which is nice. But, you know, it just, for me, it's just big, you know, we got to go out this week and have a good week and go out and try to beat Indiana, you know, and it's not really a personal thing. It's just that I got to help the team, you know, and that was the most important thing to me, was that I got to be a part of a team win. So,
you were, I think, at Penn State coming off the field. You had your picture taken with one of the linesmen or one of the chain gang.
Yes.
Well, who's that guy?
He was actually my dad went to. He was one of my dad's college buddies, like fraternity brothers or something like that. Guy came at the beginning of the game and wanted to see a pic, going to get a picture. So, you know, I think it was nice
for
him.
You didn't look like you're in
the mood for a picture. No. I mean, after a loss, it's tough. But, you know, I figured it was big for him. So, you know, I'd take time to do it. So
you came in, Kirk said you came in about 218-ish, 220?
Yeah, you know, it was I played linebacker in high school, so you know, that was I was a little bit smaller back then, you know, but you know, Coach Doyle put the weight on you real quick. So,
do you remember the number you came in at?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Jared DeVries came in at 213.
Well, shoot, Jared DeVries is a heck of a ball player. I don't think I deserve to be mentioned the same sentence as that guy. So,
can you talk about some of the defensive linemen are out there now? You guys have short resumes. Can you tell us about some? I mean, like Joe Gaglione and you and Dominic was really this year, before you know started this year, was really short resume.
Well, I mean, you play behind some good guys. Like we were playing behind here, like, you know, the Clues, Ballards, Claiborne, King Kroll, you know, guys like that, and you just kind of wait your turn and hope that, you know, you keep building as a young guy, that it'll pay off in the later years. And luckily for us, you know, hey, it has. It paid some dividends on Saturday. So. Mm-hmm.